Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Now to the presidential race and Super Tuesday voting tomorrow. Massachusetts votes, but the biggest prize is California, with 415 delegates up for grabs. According to the polls, Bernie Sanders holds a formidable lead there. But California rules mean it's highly unlikely he can win all of them. Elizabeth Warren, along with Joe Biden, could win a substantial number of California delegates, so says Sherry Bebich Jeffy, a political analyst and longtime professor at the University of Southern California. She told us that Sanders' runaway lead there can be traced to his unmatched California ground game.
There are a lot of what we call Bernie-crats in California. They're Democrats who are just totally loyal to Bernie Sanders. These are Democrats who began organizing in the 2016 presidential election and never stopped. He's the one candidate, I think, that not only hit the ground running, but was running well before the ground became clear.
Let me ask about Joe Biden's strong win in South Carolina, so strong that some say it could give him more momentum going into Super Tuesday than expected. Does Biden get a bump out of South Carolina in California because of that? And could Bernie Sanders take a hit?
Well, here's what's going on. We've been voting for quite a while. We started early voting just about the time the Iowa caucuses were organized. So a lot of people have already voted. Interestingly, Paul Mitchell, who is a data guru out here and analyzes voter turnout, indicates that something interesting is happening. Generally, it's the low propensity voters who lag in early voting. But he is finding this time around, higher propensity voters are slow in getting their ballots in. And he intimates that that may be because the really high propensity voters have been waiting as long as possible to see how states like South Carolina turn out. And that may be of benefit to Biden.
Let me ask about Elizabeth Warren. She came in fifth place in South Carolina, another disappointment for her. Warren was once immensely popular in California, but why hasn't she caught on?
She really began to flounder when she said, "Never mind, I'm not going to do my Medicare for all during my first year in office. I'm going to wait until my third year." And I think people did not accept that. And there is a perception among those very liberal supporters of both that Sanders hasn't waffled, hasn't changed course. And I think that's hurting her. The polls indicate that her strongest constituency and just about her only strong constituency now out here are college-educated women. The rest, Bernie is, you know, just wiping the board.
In a new memo to Warren's campaign supporters, her campaign manager said that "we believe Super Tuesday will greatly winnow the field, and it'll become clear that only a few candidates will have a viable path to the Democratic nomination, and Elizabeth Warren will be one of them." So if we take that at face value, it seems pretty clear that she's going to hang in and see how many delegates that she can gather in California, the rest of the Super Tuesday states, and beyond. What do you make of that as a strategy for Warren? Is it a winning strategy when you talk about the convention this summer?
Speculation out here is that what she is doing is now rolling the dice on a brokered convention, that she wants to get as many delegates as she can in order to have those bargaining chips when she gets to Milwaukee. I would think that the Democrats are praying that the field winnows because it's looking really messy. I've never seen anything quite like this at this point in time in the Democratic nominating process. It is truly wild.
Sherry Bebich Jeffy, political analyst, longtime professor at the University of Southern California. Thank you very much for speaking to WBUR. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.